Chapter 5. My name isn't the end of the story about my name. When your name is Bob, no one asks you, how do you spell that? Not so with Piscin Mullator Patel. Some thought it was P. Singh and that I was a Sikh, and they wondered why I wasn't wearing a turban. In my university days, I visited Montreal once with some friends. It fell to me to order pizzas one night. I couldn't bear to have yet another French speaker guffawing at my name. So when the man on the phone asked, can I have your name? I said, I am who I am. Half an hour later, two pizzas arrived for Ian Houlihan. It is true that those we meet can change us, sometimes so profoundly that we are not the same afterward even unto our names. Witness Simon, who is called Peter, Matthew, also known as Levi, Nathaniel, who is also Bartholomew, Judas, not Iscariot, who took the name Thaddeus, Simeon, who went by Niger, Saul, who became Paul. My Roman soldier stood in the schoolyard one morning when I was 12. I had just arrived. He saw me, and a flash of evil genius lit up his dull mind. He raised his arm, pointed at me, and shouted, "It's Pissing Patel!" In a second, everyone was laughing. It fell away as we filed into the class. I walked in last, wearing my crown of thorns. The cruelty of children comes as news to no one. The words would waft across the yard to my ears, unprovoked, uncalled for. "Where's Pissing? I've got to go." Or, "You're facing the wall, are you pissing?" Or something of the sort. I would freeze, or the contrary, pursue my activity, pretending not to have heard. The sound would disappear, but the hurt would linger, like the smell of piss long after it has evaporated. Teachers started doing it too. It was the heat. As the day wore on, the geography lesson, which in the morning had been as compact as an oasis, started to stretch out like the tar desert. The history lesson, so alive when the day was young, became parched and dusty. The mathematics lesson, so precise at first, became muddled. In their afternoon fatigue, as they wiped their foreheads and the backs of their necks with their handkerchiefs, without meaning to offend or get a laugh, even teachers forgot the fresh aquatic promise of my name and distorted it in a shameful way. By nearly imperceptible modulations, I could hear the change. It was as if their tongues were charioteers driving wild horses. They could manage well enough the first syllable, the P, but eventually the heat was too much, and they lost control of their frothy-mouthed steeds and could no longer rein them in for the climb to the second syllable, the scene. Instead, they plunged hell-bent into sing, and next time round, all was lost. My hand would be up to give an answer, and I would be acknowledged with a, "Yes, Pissing." Often the teachers wouldn't realize what they had just called me. He would look at me wearily after a moment, wondering why I wasn't coming out with the answer. And sometimes the class, as beaten down by the heat as he was, wouldn't react either, not a snicker or a smile. But I always heard the slur. I spent my last year at St. Joseph's School, feeling like the persecuted Prophet Muhammad in Mecca, peace be upon him. But just as he planned his flight to Medina, the Hajira that would mark the beginning of Muslim time, I planned my escape and the beginning of a new time for me. After St. Joseph's, I went to Petit Seminaire, the best private English medium secondary school in Pondicherry. Ravi was already there, and like all younger brothers, I would suffer from following in the footsteps of a popular older sibling. He was the athlete of his generation at Petit Seminaire, a fearsome bowler and a powerful batter, the captain of the town's best cricket team, our very own Kapil Dev. That I was a swimmer made no waves. It seems to be a law of human nature that those who live by the sea are suspicious of swimmers, just as those who live in the mountains are suspicious of mountain climbers. But following in someone's shadow wasn't my escape, though I would have taken any name over Pissing, even Ravi's brother. I had a better plan than that. I put it to execution on the very first day of school in the very first class. Around me were other alumni of St. Joseph's. The class started the way all new classes start, with the stating of names. We called them out from our desks in the order in which we happened to be sitting. "Ganapati Kumar," said Ganapati Kumar. "Vipin Nat," said Vipin Nat. "Shamshul Huda," said Shamshul Huda. "Peter Dhamaraj," said Peter Dhamaraj. Each name elicited a tick on a list and a brief mnemonic stare from the teacher. I was terribly nervous.
Ajit Jiadson, said Ajit Jiadson, four desks away.
Sampat Saroja, said Sampat Saroja, three away.
Stanley Kumar, said Stanley Kumar, two away.
Sylvester Naveen, said Sylvester Naveen, right in front of me.
It was my turn. Time to put down Satan.
Medina, here I come.
I got up from my desk and hurried to the blackboard. Before the teacher could say a word, I picked up a piece of chalk and said as I wrote,
My name is Piscin Molitor Patel, known to all as,
I double underlined the first two letters of my given name,
Pi Patel.
For good measure, I added, Pi equals 3.14, and I drew a large circle, which I then sliced in two with a diameter to evoke that basic lesson of geometry. There was silence. The teacher was staring at the board. I was holding my breath. Then he said,
Very well, Pi. Sit down. Next time you will ask permission before leaving your desk.
Yes, sir. He ticked my name off and looked at the next boy.
Mansur Ahmad, said Mansur Ahmad.
I was saved.
Gautam Selvaraj, said Gautam Selvaraj.
I could breathe.
Arun Anaji, said Arun Anaji.
A new beginning.
I repeated the stunt with every teacher. Repetition is important in the training not only of animals, but also of humans. Between one commonly named boy and the next, I rushed forward and emblazoned, sometimes with a terrible screech, the details of my rebirth. It got to be that after a few times, the boys sang along with me, a crescendo that climaxed after a quick intake of air while I underlined the proper note, with such a rousing rendition of my new name that it would have been the delight of any choir master. A few boys followed up with a whispered, urgent,
3.14,
as I wrote as fast as I could, and I ended the concert by slicing the circle with such vigor that bits of chalk went flying. When I put my hand up that day, which I did every chance I had, teachers granted me the right to speak with a single syllable that was music to my ears. Students followed suit. Even the St. Joseph's Devils. In fact, the name caught on. Truly, we are a nation of aspiring engineers. Shortly after, there was a boy named Om Prakash, who was calling himself Omega, and another who was passing himself off as Upsilon, and for a while there was a Gamma, a Lambda, and a Delta. But I was the first and the most enduring of the Greeks at Petit Seminaire. Even my brother, the captain of the cricket team, that local god, approved. He took me aside the next week.
What's this I hear about a nickname you have? He said.
I kept silent, because whatever mocking was to come, it was to come. There was no avoiding it.
I didn't realize you liked the color yellow so much.
The color yellow? I looked around. No one must hear what he was about to say, especially not one of his lackeys.
Ravi, what do you mean? I whispered.
It's all right with me, brother. Anything's better than pissing. Even lemon pie.
As he sauntered away, he smiled and said,
You look a bit red in the face.
But he held his peace. And so, in that Greek letter that looks like a shack with a corrugated tin roof, in that elusive, irrational number with which scientists try to understand the universe, I found refuge.